The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
This is the Thursday, September 23rd edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got Thursday night football with the Panthers at Texans and maybe a little Ryder Cup action after we talk football. We'll get you covered. Everything you need to know, set you up in 10 minutes, maybe slightly more or less, with everything you need heading into the betting day. Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. It's the tag team of Anita Marks and Tyler Fulgen with you on this Thursday. Anita, of course, we have some Thursday night football. Week three officially kicks off. The Houston Texans hosting the Carolina Panthers. And clearly the Panthers are favored in this game, given the fact that they're a surprising 2-0 and the Texans are down their quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. Panthers laying 8 on the road, total of 43. We'll start with the game side or total. What do you like here?
There's quite a bit that I like here. First and foremost, I do believe this Panthers team is going to win. I mean, you know, you've got a rookie quarterback in Davis Mills who's coming in, who, by the way, I like, but we're seeing how rookie quarterbacks, a number of them, are struggling. Just going to take them a minute to get their feet beneath them and really get a good handle on how to play in the NFL. So with that being said, I think this Panthers line is a really great line to use as a teaser, a two-team, six-point teaser. So I'm going to be teasing the Panthers up. I'm going to align them with Arizona minus one, Ravens minus two, the Broncos minus 4.5 against the Jets. So I'm going to utilize the Panthers as a part one of a two-team, six-point teaser. Also, I like the Panthers minus 4.5 at the half. And also, I like the Panthers team total over 26.5. And a big reason here, again, Davis Mills getting the start over Tyrod Taylor. I think Mills is going to struggle against this defense. They're a lot faster. They're a lot better than what most people anticipated. Mills had 4 interceptions in the preseason when he came in for Tyrod Taylor in week 2, 44% completion percentage. He did throw a pick. So I think the Panthers defense, I think they're going to force some turnovers. They're going to put Sam Darnold and this Carolina Panthers offense in really good field position to score some touchdowns. And I'm expecting a really, 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 really big night from Christian McCaffrey. If you have a Christian McCaffrey on your fantasy football team, God bless you. I'm expecting a huge night from him. That's for sure.
Well, that's no different than any week. If you have CMC on your fantasy team, if you had the first pick in fantasy drafts, you had a head start, a leg up on all your competition, because CMC, even if he doesn't score a touchdown, especially in PPR leagues, is just a point machine like a few players we've ever seen in the history of the NFL. I will lay the 8 with the Panthers. I just think with their defense looking great under Phil Snow, some of the acquisitions they made this offseason, Morgan Fox, Hassan Reddick, Brian Burns making a leap in his development, Derek Brown in the middle of that defensive line, it's going to be way too much for an overmatched Texans team that even if they were fully healthy at a decided disadvantage from a personnel standpoint. Then you have Davis Mills, a third-round rookie, only made 11 starts in his collegiate career despite being a very noted prep prospect coming out of high school. Big-time situation where they're overmatched. You mentioned the offensive side. Sam Darnold, under the tutelage of Joe Brady, having Robbie Anderson, Terrace Marshall, of course DJ Moore, and the aforementioned Christian McCaffrey. I'll lay the 8 there. I'll isolate the Panthers side. I don't know how to attack this total because I don't know if they're going to score 35 points or just, you know, score the 26 to 27 that will be needed to win this game. But because certainly Mills may give them the ball with short field or give them the ball and they can take it to the house. So the total scares me, but I do think a wise bet at minus 145 is the Panthers to score more or go over 2.5 team touchdowns. I think McCaffrey himself is in line for 2. We can talk about that in the props in a second, but over 2.5 touchdowns for the Carolina Panthers, I think, is my most comfortable way to attack one specific side, especially since I believe the Panthers will win this game by at least 8 points. Now we got to give the people what they want. They didn't come here for sides and totals. Well, maybe they did, but we like to hand out prop winners. Prop queen, lead us off. What you got, girl?
Oh boy. Okay. How much time do we have on this podcast? I've got, I've got a lot today. All right. So like I said, Christian McCaffrey, I love over 84 and a half rushing yards. Also, I love this one. Again, if we're all in agreement that Carolina is going to win, how about Christian McCaffrey scoring a touchdown and the Panthers winning at -140?
Yeah. Yep.
I really like that. Also, how about this? Christian McCaffrey scoring two touchdowns.
Yeah.
At 225.
Yep.
I don't know, I like that one even more
because of the payout.
Right. I mean, other Panthers prop bets. DJ Moore, over 5.5 receptions. It's evident the chemistry between him and Sam Darnold has been spot on all season long. Now for the Houston Texans, Brandon Cooks, over 5.5 receptions. I do believe game script, you and I talk about it every time. I think the Texans are going to be coming from behind. And so I think Mills is going to be trying to get the ball in the hands of one Brandon Cooks quite a bit. Keep in mind, you do have Danny Amendola dealing with a hamstring issue and Nico Collins dealing with a shoulder. They're both expected to be out. So I think Brandon Cooks could very well get up to 12, 15 targets tonight, Tyler. I really do. So over 5.5 receptions at plus money, I'm all for it. By the way, when Mills came in last week, Tyrod Taylor got injured, 9 of his 17 passes went to Brandon. Mm-hmm. So again, obviously they're hooking up. Mark Ingram, over 42.5 rushing and receiving yards. Also Mark Ingram, over 2.5 receiving yards. I do believe that they utilize him in the passing game. I know it's a crowded backfield, but I'm targeting Mark Ingram in overs today, later on tonight. And then Mills, a lot of juice here, Tyler. I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. -190 that Davis Mills throws an interception. Again, I know it's a lot of juice. If you've got the money, it's, in my opinion, it's money, making money. If you got the money and you feel comfortable laying that number, all the power to you. And here's another one for you. You know, I talked about Christian McCaffrey scoring a touchdown and the Carolina Panthers winning. Again, if you're as confident as I am that the Panthers are going to win this game, again, Christian McCaffrey to score a touchdown, the Panthers win -140. Christian McCaffrey, how about this? Scoring the first touchdown of the game and the Panthers winning at +360. I really like that. DJ Moore, Dan Arnold, the tight end, and the Panthers defense. You can get them, again, DJ Moore +175, Dan Arnold, their tight end, +550, and the Panthers defense +550, scoring a touchdown and the Panthers winning. I'm gonna play all that.
Not surprising at all. I like a lot of what you're saying there, especially on the Panthers side. As far as McCaffrey is concerned, I'd rather just go for the two touchdown game at that plus money, +225. He's averaging 29.5 touches per game this season. So if McCaffrey gets close to 30 touches against this Texans team, I like the probability of scoring two. I don't want to lay the juice for just one. I'd rather just get the plus money on two, because I think that is, you know, a 30 to 40% chance that he does that if he plays this team 100 times, given the circumstances, as long as he touches the ball that many times. Again, we know McCaffrey can do it on the ground, do it on the air. So I'll just go straight to rushing and receiving yards in case he has just a big day on one side or the other. I don't want to have to try and pinpoint if it's going to be on the ground or through the air. Of course, it's more likely on the ground because the positive game script as an 8-point favorite sets up for that. But 136.5 or 137.5 rushing and receiving yards, he's got to go over that. This season, he's averaging 164 combined yards per game. So in a script that should fit feeding McCaffrey the rock, I think there's some value there. On the Texan side, I do like Cooks over 5.5 receptions, especially at the plus price, because he is the only weapon they have. The negative game script sets up for Davis Mills to drop back and throw a lot. I don't know if I'd lay the -190 on the Mills interception, but if you could find me something closer to -125, -130, even just anything under -150 for Mills to have a turnover, whether it's a pick or a fumble that's recovered, I love that, because he'll be getting hit by that Carolina Panthers defensive line we were talking about. Don't mind the Panthers touchdown. A little small sprinkle on the Panthers defensive touchdown at +550, I think, is worth it as well. So we're pretty much in sync on the game script that we're developing here for tonight. Panthers putting it on them on both sides of the ball, using their weapons offensively to get out to a big lead, and their defense pinning their ears back against a green quarterback who, even at home, is likely going to have a tough assignment in front of him. So good luck tonight with all your Thursday night football action. After that game is over, immediately go to sleep, because as soon as you wake up tomorrow, it's Ryder Cup day, baby. We get the Ryder Cup, Whistling Straits, the US of A against Team Europe. The Europeans hold the cup, so that means they just need to tie to retain the Americans have to win outright by at least half a point to get the Ryder Cup trophy back on United States soil. We know the storylines here. The Euros loaded with veterans, with Ryder Cup experience. The Americans loaded with a team full of talent, but there's some question marks about health for a few people, chemistry, and of course a lack of experience for a bunch of guys who have never been in this event or played in this format. So any Ryder Cup bets you'd like to share with our listeners this AM, Anita?
All right, so first things first, what side of the coin am I on here? I don't know about you, Tyler, this is kind of hard for me because I love the Ryder Cup. I'm going to be wearing my red, white, and blue all weekend long, and I'm going to be cheering for Team USA, but you can't bring your heart into the sports book. And so I've got to go Europe here. So I'm playing this two ways. I've got Europe winning at 2-1, and then I've got Europe. You know what? Give me Europe plus 2.5, which means they only have to score 12 points to win at minus 137. Team USA is somewhat of a poop show right now. I'm sure you've heard, well, it is a family podcast. Bryson DeChambeau has been training for his long ball contest. Apparently he's hurt his hand. So he's coming in not 100%. Brooks Koepka doesn't sound like he even wants to be there. And Colin Morikawa is still dealing with the back issue. He hasn't been putting well. And man, in order to win, you know this, in order to win match play, we both play a lot of golf. You need to put your butt off. And so I'm fading all three of those Team USA players. Meanwhile, Europe, they've got the best player in the world, and that's Rahm. And also, if you look the last 24 rounds, you look at strokes gained on approach. And again, that's how you win, right? Here, you got to go long. You got to be great on strokes gained on approach. And you got to putt well on bent grass. And you've got the Euro has three golfers ranked in the top five out of all the guys, the 24 dudes that are teeing off here this week. And that's Paul Casey, Lowry, and Hovland. So, and on top of that, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. I mean, everything I'm hearing, I'm reading, I'm seeing, it sounds like the Europeans, like this is their lifelong goal. This is their dream. It's like, they care about this. They have more passion, more, you know, patriotism in representing the European side of the Ryder Cup than the United States does. And it's leaving a foul taste in my mouth. So I'm all over Europe again to win outright at 2-1 and give me them plus 2.5 points at minus 137. There's some other prop bets that we're going to get into, but I'm curious to swing it back your way on who you think is going to win.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the only way I'm going to wager my money is on the Euros, especially since they're underdog and you're getting plus value on a team that has won, what, like 7 of the last 9? Ryder Cups, has all that experience. And you're right, that narrative, it seems to check out when you just kind of smell around. The smell in the eye test seems to verify that the Euros have more invested emotionally in this, care more than guys like Brooks Koepka. And then the guys who haven't been there for the United States team and don't know what it's like outside of Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas specifically, you know, they don't know how to invest emotionally because they've never been in that situation emotionally. Poulter, Garcia, you know, even Westwood, these guys know how to do that for the Euros. So I don't think they'll be overwhelmed by the course, by the situation. And the fact that the Americans are such prohibitive favorites with all those question marks, I think makes it a very thin, dangerous bet. So I like you. I'm on the Euro side. I do think as far as some props are concerned, like a long shot, I like Victor Hovland as the top point scorer. Hovland's got the game that fits. He's good in match play as well. I know he's a rookie, so that's why you're getting a good price on the Euro side, but he's as talented as anyone on that team outside of Jon Rahm, I think. So that's one in particular that I definitely like. Just some players I want to isolate, not necessarily giving you a prop, but on the American side, I think Steve Stricker would be foolish if he did not play Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas in all five events. I mean, those are two guys that have the experience and play well together in doubles play and match play and obviously have the talent or in good form and can maybe be the leaders of this pack. And then obviously on the Euro side, I don't know if Patty Harrington will play Ian Poulter all 4 days, obviously, but Poulter is as good as it gets when he gets into that match play event, no matter what his form is. His history at the Ryder Cup is that he goes out there and he's a killer. So he may not be a major champion, but as far as a Ryder Cup is concerned, he's one of the greatest to ever do it. On the American side, I would isolate bets if you can find good prices, like, for instance, Justin Thomas going up against Jon Rahm. I know Rahm is in great form, but Thomas loves this event, and I think it was 4-1 and 0 in his career at the Ryder Cup last time he played all five events and was dominant for Team USA. So he's the American I would bank on if you have to get some props, and specifically on JT. But I do think the Euro side is the side that I side with in the 2021 Ryder Cup.
Okay, so to put a big fat, I like to call it a green bow because we always the green and not the red. So here's a few other side bets I'm making. USA to win day one at minus 120. Euro has not won on day one since 2006. And wow. Also, little nugget here, Stricker is from Wisconsin.
Yes, and he is.
And he knows this course extremely well. So I'm giving advantage USA day one, minus 120. More chemistry, more camaraderie with the Europeans. So day one and two, they win the foursomes on day one and two, and you could get each of those at plus 180. Players that I think are going to score 3 points or more, Rory, right? He's great at match play. Mm-hmm. He's long off the tee. He's great at putting on bent grass. I love Hovland because Hovland, I do believe that they're going to have Hovland play on all five matches. Even if he plays on four, I still think that he could get 3 points or more. And I love Paul Casey. Man.
Yeah, me too.
This course fits his game really well. He excels on Pete Dye courses. Top five in strokes gained on approach his last 24 rounds. And again, he's another guy that I think we'll see four matches. On the USA side, guys that I think will put up 3 points or more, Justin Thomas. To me, Tyler, it's between Justin Thomas and Shoffley as the two best American players that are going to be teeing it up the next few days. Both of them excellent match play players. And so I like both of them, both JT, you can get him at plus 110. Shoffley, you can get him at plus 120. And also Cantlay, listen, he finished the season strong, as we know, and he's got a good track record on Pete Dye courses as well, and he thrives on bent grass. So those are the three USA players, I believe, that are going to contribute and put up 3 points or more. The top rookie on the Euro side, I think that there's good value here with Lowry. It's going to come down between Lowry and Hovland in regard to the top Euro rookie. And, you know, Lowry came out and said that this is, quote unquote, the best day of his life when he tees up. He's putting 110% into this. And again, another guy who's really good on Pete Dye courses. I also like Paul Casey. You said you like Paul Casey as well. Finish as the top English point scorer at 3-1. And then last but not least, the matchups I love. I love Finau over Fleetwood. Finau, as we know, he's long off the tee. Listen, this is why he was a captain's pick, right? And this course fits his game to a tee, no pun intended. And then probably my favorite matchup is Casey, and I'm sure he is yours as well, if you like him as much as I do, over Morikawa. And you could get that at minus 110. As we know, Morikawa has been dealing with some back issues the last few weeks. His game has not been on point, and he's been struggling putting the ball. So, and you need to putt in order to score birdies. So it's probably my favorite matchup, Paul Casey over Morikawa, again at minus 110.
Yeah, Casey's a beast, one of the best in the world, and in good form all season long. He's going to captain my DraftKings team as well, so you can find out what the rest of that DraftKings showdown lineup looks like on Daily Wager today, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on ESPN2. Okay, that'll do it for today. A little bit more than 10 minutes of the bets you need, but come on, it's Thursday Night Football, kickoff of Week 3, and the Ryder Cup, which Woo! Is quite literally one of the best events on the sporting calendar, regardless of what sport you like. It is a must see events. So please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Best of luck tonight and all of your betting endeavors.